The Clinton administration says its aggressive response to the crisis in Yugoslavia was prompted by the pain and suffering of the ethnic groups inside the Kosovo province. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says President Clinton's own pain and suffering often is at the root of administration policy.
There is a side of President Clinton difficult to see because it is so visible. It is a side that makes him in public appearances, especially before sympathetic audiences, especially since his impeachment experience, wander off into introspection in which he identifies with the pain of others. 2 days after the Littleton High School massacre, he went out to T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia, talking to the students gathered around him about rampant violence among American young people, about how some youths lash out against ridicule and ostracism. And then Mr. Clinton said this curious thing. They had the wrong reaction to the fact they were dissed. Look, everybody gets dissed sometime in life, even the president. Sometimes, especially the president. A week later, at a dinner honoring Rabbi David Saperstein of the Religious Action Center, Mr. Clinton revealed more of himself as he talked of those who reacted to wounds by wounding others. I can still remember, he said, when I was in second grade and I was the only kid that wasn't picked to play on the softball team. Nobody wanted me because I was too fat and too slow. I can still remember like it was yesterday. The president's point was about understanding those who looked down on him because they were looked down upon by others. When I was a kid in the South, he said, why were the poor whites the worst? Because the rich whites were looking down on them all the time. From his experience of being a humiliated poor white, the president went on to develop his thesis of humiliated Serbs picking on Kosovars to humiliate. And predicting that the Kosovars would be able to go home, he expressed fear that the cycle of getting even would resume, leading to further violence. The president was clearly articulating an outlook more than a policy, an outlook that grieved over the way categories of people established their identities by looking down on other categories. And I found myself being affected by a president willing to look at issues of domestic and international violence from the perspective of poor white trash. Should I mention that I was a poor fat kid, too awkward to go to a senior prom? This is Daniel Shore.